Hey y'all, so let's talk. I was listening to this video this morning, y'all, and it was talking about not negotiating who you are. So how many times have we tried to fit in with others? We pushed away our values, our beliefs for the sake of others. We may have worn something or said something or did something, all for the sake of someone else. And and just saying that made me have a flashback, y'all. Back to when I was married and I jeopardized everything I was and everything I stood for in order to make and keep my then husband happy. I stayed after the cheating and after the verbal abuse because what was he missing? Where would he go? And how could I be more of what he needed me to be? And I also thought about what others would think and how they would feel about me turning away from my marriage. So I stayed for those reasons, or at least they contributed to, you know, me staying. And I tried to just fit into this box that was never really me until one day, y'all, I was sitting on the bed and I asked myself, why can't I just be happy? Why do I feel like I need to make everyone else happy and jeopardize my happiness for everyone else? Why can't I be happy? Why can't I just be me, choose and make decisions for me and just me? Why is it, again, that I always seem to have to negotiate when it comes down to me? And I didn't realize that it was just that simple from that day, just making a choice. Y'all, just simple as just deciding to make a choice that I will no longer negotiate who I am and what I'm worth. I'm no longer negotiating my boundaries, my deal breakers, my peace, my mental health. I've done that for a long, long time, and I'm not negotiating anymore. Why does everybody else get to be happy and not me? Why can't I make decisions for me? I choose to be unapologetically me. Good, bad, flaws, all of it. Because that's me and I'm still deserving of love and happiness. And so are you. How fair is that to you to have to do that to yourself? No. We will negotiate a lot of things, ladies. Contracts, deals, conversations. But when it comes down to us, it's a no-go. Negotiations are off the tables. We will not negotiate who we are, what we stand for, and what we're worth. And again, like the video said, again, don't negotiate who you are ever. The people who gonna rock with you are gonna rock with you regardless. And those that don't, you can do without. As always, y'all, you can always follow or connect with me on Instagram. I'm always open to conversation. I'm always open to you just needing to vent. Whatever the case may be, I know I say this on every podcast, but I truly mean it. Even if it's just you stopping by to say hello. I'm open to it because this is our healing season and we can better do that together than we can apart. And I'm always here. And I really, truly want you guys to believe that you do not have to negotiate who you are with people. That you can just be you and not have to jeopardize your worth and your happiness and the things that you are so deserving of for other people. You don't have to negotiate that. You can negotiate a lot of things, but you don't have to do that to yourself. If you need to connect, I'm always available. I have a link in my bio for my self-love journal. I call it my self-love journal starter kit. So it's available for purchase if you need it. It's just to get you started, to evoke thought, things that you haven't been thinking about, things you keep avoiding to think about, things you know, you may not have ever thought about. But it's available. And one more time, y'all. We are in our healing season. I want so much for you guys. I really, truly want you guys to heal. And I know it takes one step at a time. But during this healing season, you have to be able to accept you, flaws and all. Because all of it makes you who you are. Your scars, your trauma, your story, the good times, the good things that have happened to you, all of it makes you who you are. And you don't let anybody come in and make you feel like you have to negotiate all that you stand for, all that you're worth, who you are, any of it. You are who you are, and people are going to accept you that really, truly rock with you. And you don't want to be around or hang around or allow people in your spaces that are not going to allow you to just be you. We're not doing that this year, y'all. We're in our healing season. We don't have time for that. So, if you don't take anything else away from this podcast, take away the fact that you do not have to negotiate who you are. Stand firm. Stand on it. Stand on who you are. Always.